BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Abbas, and I'm from Peterborough. You might not know this, but I was an official sand raker at the Olympics beach volleyball. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Abbas.
Yeah?
You've got one of the best jobs in the world at the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. I am an official sand raker for the beach volleyball.
That's brilliant.
How did you get that?
Just applied for it, and by random selection, I was one of the lucky 16 people that got it.
So, were you a sand raker before the Olympics?
No, and I didn't even have any professional qualifications via floor sweeping or anything like that.
You haven't got a degree in sand raking?
No, I haven't. Just a bit of mopping here and there.
So they let a complete newbie be the official sand raker for the Olympics beach volleyball?
They did indeed. I got a nice tan to go with it.
And you see lots of fit people?
Hell yeah.
Are you any good at it?
No.
Brilliant.
I wasn't expecting that. Have they let you go now?
Yeah, I finished on Tuesday.
Oh, did it not work out for you?
No, I didn't make the grade for the final.
So how were you let go?
They just kind of told me that I'm not required. It was kind of distraught and heartbreaking.
Did you think you might make it to the final?
No.
Well, what went wrong? How can you be bad at that?
There were too many lumps in my sand.
Were there really?
Yeah.
This is awful news.
Yeah, it's not the best way to start the show.
And can I ask, was there some rivalry between you and the other sand rakers?
There was. It was quite extreme. Some people were very serious. Some people were very, very jokey.
Was it like, right, who's going to get the final? Who's going to get the final?
For some people, it was.
But a lot of people's sand was less lumpy than yours.
I think one of the phrases was, when you shave, you need it to be smooth. We're not digging potatoes.
Oh, that's catchy.
It is, yeah.
What a slogan.
The unofficial thing.
I like it. Beach volleyball. We're not digging for potatoes.
Yeah. It should be on the back of their shirts. No.
So how many days did you last, Abbas?
8.
Oh, that's all right.
It was brilliant.
So, you know, being a sand raker?
Yeah.
Is that kind of a way in, maybe, with any of the players?
I tried a couple of Canadian fellas. A couple of the Italians, but they don't really seem to speak the same lingo as we do here.
What, Canadians?
Yeah. I said, hey, I know some places that do decent coffee, and they were more interested in the female volunteers, so I didn't really get anywhere.
Well, that's terrible. But you've got a proper job.
Oh, yeah, I do.
What's that?
I'm an accountant.
Oh, I love this.
Yes.
Accountant by day, sand raker by night.
Early evening.
Yeah.
Do you think it's something you might try again?
I'm thinking of applying for Rio 2016.
I'd love it if you got that job as well.
Yeah, it looked great on my CV.
Let's hope they don't ask for a reference. Right, good to speak to you, Abbas.
Thank you.
Thanks for introducing the show.
All right, thanks.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Bless you, Chris.
What have I done now?
It's the little things, isn't it?
What?
Earlier in the week, listeners, I had to tell Chris how to go to a laundrette.
No, what? Right. My only experience of laundrettes is EastEnders.
And I explained to him that sometimes you don't have to sit there for hours, if you don't want, and watch the machines go round, but they do this thing called a service wash, where you can take a bin liner along, of clothes, even boxer shorts.
Boxers and all, unbelievable.
Yeah. And they will, for a price, wash your clothes.
Yeah.
This is a revelation to him.
This is incredible, because it doesn't cost that much. But I've got a whole week's worth of washing that has accumulated.
Yeah.
We're going away to Zante this weekend.
Yeah.
And Edinburgh, so I need this washing done.
Has the washing accumulated because your mum's been away?
That is one reason, probably,
sure.
Why.
So, you took it in this morning?
I honestly can't get over this. In 3 hours, she's done everything and folded it.
Boxes and all?
Boxes and all.
He was asking me this week, what? So I even put my boxes in there and they'll wash them?
No, yeah. I just wasn't sure if that's the kind of thing you can include in a service wash.
Yeah, you can put everything in.
But she's just taken it. She's taken the lot.
And during that Nicki Minaj song, he was literally looking through his bag going, this is brilliant. They folded it.
It's the future.
Even my boxes.
I'm not great with washing.
No.
This is the future.
But she is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Edinburgh next week. We're going to be the Fun and Filth Cabaret at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe from Monday. This show will come from Edinburgh 1 till 4. It's my favourite thing that we do, and it's happening next week on this show. And remember, 11 p.m. each night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, a host of cabaret and fun. Music, comedy, weird people. Watch it on the BBC Red Button and on the Radio 1 website as it's happening live next week. Guest hosts for the first night, Mark Wright off of Essex and Emily Attack off of Jugs.
Sorry?
Was that her name in the show?
What? Charlotte.
Sorry, Charlotte off The Inbetweeners. I just heard something about Jugs once. I don't know what that is.
No.
Is that wrong?
No. But I think this is the difference between a conversation in the pub and
sure.
a conversation on the radio.
Okay. Sorry, Emily. They'll both be there on Monday. I cannot wait. Make sure you watch it. The next artist is currently boarding a plane to Stockholm. How do I know this? Because I've recently installed one of those Find My Friend things on his phone without him realising.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm on GPS all the time, and I know exactly where he is.
So who is this?
Ollie Murs.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's time for the Posh Radio 4 lady to read out your thoughts this week on Dear Scott. What have you been saying to us? We're about to find out.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, the one that doesn't speak, and the Posh Radio 4 lady, I must apologise to you. I have not given you my holiday notice.
You see, if you are going to go on a holiday, you should really fill in a form and say that you won't be listening for that week or 2 weeks, just so we know and we can get a replacement for you.
I don't like sport, but since the Olympics have started, I haven't listened to the show, sad smiley. I still have podcasts, sorry, free downloads to listen to.
Okay, well, as long as you're still getting the free download, that's kind of all right. But I totally forgive you. So many people have become addicted to the Olympics, and I don't know what everyone's going to do now when it finishes.
Is that a valid excuse, then, you're saying?
Yes.
The Olympics.
See, I thought I wouldn't be interested in Olympics, because I'm not really into sport. But who'd have thought? I heart handball now.
Yeah, it started with the men's diving early doors. And
that was
since then, you've really got into it.
Yeah, I mean, that was what first got my interest, that jacuzzi thing that they were doing that day as
yeah.
well. But who'd have thought? Now I enjoy someone running and jumping over something.
Yeah.
You're totally forgiven. Earlier, I was in a cafe. I was glued to some horses going sideways.
Yes.
To Land of Hope and Glory.
The dancing horses are amazing.
Aren't they?
The Olympics only happen every 4 years, so I'm hoping you'll understand. I will be back listening to the show when the Olympics have finished. I promise. Love you, bye. Louise.
Yeah, no, normally I wouldn't be happy about that, but in this instance, absolutely fine, Louise. Go for it.
Dear Scott, Becky and Chris, I have a brilliant idea on what you should do at the Fun and Filth Cabaret. I think you should perform the Mile High Club live.
This is our song.
Whoa.
Our Euro hit, which we tried to make number one in all of Europe, with the plane analogies in, which has been number one in Tunisia for the last 3 weeks, knocking off Bryan Adams' Everything I Do It For You.
It's happening tonight. We're flying so high. This club's like an aeroplane, and we'll never feel this way again. On a mile high dance floor. Don't miss the flight. We're dancing all night. This club's like an aeroplane, and we'll never feel this way again. On a mile high dance floor. It's a mile high metaphor.
Apparently it's successful in some countries around Europe.
Yep.
And I'm so sure it will be amazing when performed live, winking smiley. The Hoff and Grimmy could also join as the back chorus. A-woo-wow-woo, a-woo-wow.
Sure. I don't think that I'll be able to achieve those vocals live.
Slight auto-tune.
Yes.
We'd have to bring it with us.
Like, most performers wouldn't admit to it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that I'll come up to scratch. Like, I don't think I'll sound like the track. I don't.
Please tell me your thoughts. Love the show. Sorry for any incorrect grammar. Chihiro, your international listener off of Tokyo, Japan. P.S. I wonder if the PR4L could pronounce my name correctly. It's Chihiro.
Well, I hope that she's done that correctly.
Yeah, only you will know.
Ah woo wow woo. Ah woo wow.
Yeah.
Big up the Tokyo listeners, though. That's
Chihiro.
Hello, Chihiro. And
ah woo wow woo. Ah woo wow.
As you say in Japan. Next.
Dear Scott, the lovely Becky, Chris, and the one that doesn't speak. When I was 7, I listened to Radio 1 when the segment Barioki was around. I loved it.
7?
Then, when you were talking to Scott Mills 2, another bloke called Scott Mills, you mentioned Barioki, and that's when you reminded me of it.
Yes, Barioki was a while ago now, but we used to do a feature on this show called Barioki, which is karaoke sung by blokes called Barry. If you don't remember it, if this is new to you...
I used to love this.
Went a bit like this.
Barioki is just like karaoke, but it's sung by people called Barry.
Bum-dum, bleeblum, cowsum, lulum.
Give it to me, Barry. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Don't fear me, baby. It's just Barry.
All Barrys, all of them.
Does
that make me Barry? Does that make me Barry?
I'm Mrs. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
You want a piece of Barry?
I'm Mrs. Oh my God, that Barry's shameless.
You want a piece of Barry?
Hi, my name is what? My name is who? My name is Tick a Tick a Tick Barry.
J.M. Barry wrote Peter Pan. Barry Bethel off the Slim Fast Plan. Barry Chuckle, to me, to you. Barry Sklop will clean your loo. Barry Humphreys, Barry Sheen, on the cover of a magazine. Barry Manilow, what a nose. Barry Cryer, he wrote shows. They had style, they had grace. Barry McGuigan, punch people in the face. Barry Gibb, Barry Island too. Barry from EastEnders, we love you. Barry.
Right, Chris?
I forgot how good this was.
It was good, Barioki.
Oh, I was only 9 at the time.
So good.
So, if it's possible, could you please bring back Barioki, Smiley, Lola, XXX? P.S. I am now 11. Seems like it's been ages since Barioki.
You weren't 9 4 years ago.
P.P.S. Can you please tell Becky she rocks?
I can do that.
P.P.P.S. Oh. Could you please play a bit of Ollie Murs? Please, because I love him. Thanks. Lola. Keep it ream, guys.
Keep it ream? I just have, about 20 minutes ago. But I hope you enjoyed our reliving of Barioki.
I love that.
It's so good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Lots of people, mostly girls, have been tweeting me today saying, apparently it's the 1 year anniversary of me playing What Makes You Beautiful by One Direction for the first time in the world on Radio 1.
Yeah.
A year ago today.
How do we celebrate it? Is this a celebration, really?
It's a celebration for all fans of 1D. And but Rita Ora probably didn't know this when she covered it in the Live Lounge earlier. She did a brilliant version of it, which I'm going to play now. Do you think she knows about the 1 year anniversary?
Well, I don't know. I'm just thinking what we can do for it. I'm thinking maybe if we join hands, we could do like Auld Lang Syne or something.
Yeah.
Celebrate maybe the 1 year.
If you can nip down to that shop down the road, we could buy some brightly coloured chinos.
Should we do it like New Year's Eve?
If you want. Apparently, I said, here it is. No, I said, for the first time in the actual world, what makes you beautiful? Here it is. People have been quoting this on Twitter all day. I didn't realise it was such a big thing. It wasn't in my diary.
It is, though, isn't it? Like, this story about loads of people tweeting you, I'm thinking, is actually...
It's been happening all day.
You've been looking forward to this day for a long time, because it's 1 year.
It's not in my diary. I'll show you my diary. Oh, it's a bit wet, my diary. What's in there?
Have you got, like, an old school spillage?
Something's happened in my bag.
Of school lunchboxes.
Yeah. This diary is not what it was yesterday. Ugh, it's minging. Anyway, there we are. It's not in there.
No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we'll just talk about Usain Bolt, actually, who totally smashed the 200 metres last night and has now proclaimed himself a living legend.
I love this.
So...
this is so good.
When he walked into the press conference, he called for a drum roll... and then he said, I am now a legend. I am the greatest athlete to live.
Mm.
To all the people who doubted me, who thought I would lose here, you can stop talking now. I am a living legend. Wow, that's confidence, isn't it, right there?
But I think that's really cool. It's okay to proclaim yourself as a living legend, isn't it?
I thought that was the kind of thing that other people had to do for you.
No, I think it's great. I think this is the best thing about it, that he's the one who's sort of come out and said he's a living legend.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. There's no point staying in the closet. You've got to be proud with these things, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, I suppose.
What are you saying if, like, do you reckon I could come out as a living legend? Can I just proclaim it?
If you want to come out, you know, be proud.
Is that
something you want to do?
Do I do this officially or something?
Yeah, but go for it.
So...
Who are you going to tell?
We can call my mum. Shall I tell her?
Hang on. Do you want to call her now?
Have you got my mum's number?
That's yes, weird. I have.
Hang on. You should take
I actually
phone
have.
Out.
Why have I got your mum's number?
You tell me.
Hang on, it's under you. Hang on. Yeah, Chris, mum.
What?
We must have called her for something before.
That shouldn't be allowed.
Hang on. So you're fine with this, yeah? You think the time's come for to tell her?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
Hello.
Mum?
Yep.
Hi, Mum. It's me, Chris, your son.
Hi, Chris.
You all right?
Oh, I'm just busy, you know, just running around, just doing lots of things.
Are you sat down?
Yes.
I've got something...
Why?
I need to tell you something. I think you and Dad have known a while, though.
Known what?
There's just something I need to tell you.
Right, go on then. Tell me. What is it?
If I tell you, I hope you'll still see me as... the same son you've always
had. Christopher, can you just... What is it?
I'm a living legend.
Sorry?
I'm a living legend.
Christopher, can you just tell me what it is you're trying to tell me?
No, that's it.
You get on the phone to me and you say you've got something to tell me. Can you just get on with it? What is it?
No, that's it. I'm a living legend. You don't think any differently of me, do you?
Oh, for goodness sake. Christopher, you're delusional. Aren't you supposed to be at work?
I'm a living legend.
Right, okay.
Do you not agree?
Yes, 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 anything to say. Yes, yes. I think, you know, you get back to work and I'll get on with what I'm doing, yeah?
All right, I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. I think she's suspected for a while, to be honest.
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Andy in Worcester, who took my advice the other day. It scares me sometimes when I just say something, like, at random on the radio and say I'm thinking about doing it, and then one of our listeners actually does it. Remember I was talking the other day about when I was watching the gymnasts, and the male gymnasts have a lack of underarm hair, mostly.
Yes.
And I was considering shaving mine off, all of it, to make me go a bit faster, because I thought it would slow me down.
I really want to test this out. Can we not get you to run down the road, time you, wax the hair off, get you to run down the road and see?
I think I would be faster if there wasn't any hair under there. It works for them. That one from China with loads of hair was rubbish.
Mm.
Andy's just done it. Andy's shaved all his underarm hair this morning.
Does he feel quicker?
He doesn't know yet. He's waiting to be faster.
Just everything's faster, everything he does.
Why would you do that? I was never really considering doing it. And now you've gone and done it, Andy. What are you doing?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Look who it is, everybody. Actual Becky.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! Hello.
Hi.
Now, Becky hasn't been on the show today because she has been doing some last-minute admins for the Edinburgh show we're doing next week. How's it going?
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Well, you know, because you're doing everything.
I am, yeah. Today I'm doing health and safety.
Of course.
Now, I just heard you... I don't mean to listen to and overhear your conversations, but I did. I just heard you talk about safety goggles.
Yeah, that's only for one act, and it's only the front row that'll have to wear them.
Oh, that sounds...
I think it's going to be fine. I'm all over it. It's fine.
Well, this is something you really do need to watch next week, I think. It's going to be on the BBC Red Button and it's going to be on the Radio 1 website. It's the Fun and Filth Cabaret.
Have you never worn safety goggles on a night out before?
No, I haven't.
You haven't lived. You must have done, Chris.
For some reason, I think I did.
Yeah, I thought you would have. Yeah.
So, next week there's going to be music, there's going to be comedy, there's going to be beatboxing, there's going to be burlesque, there's going to be filth. It's the Fun and Filth Cabaret next week. Watch it from 11 p.m. on the Red Button and on the Radio 1 website, live from Edinburgh. Hey, seeing as you're here, do you want to partake in some Dear Scots?
Oh, yes.
Dear all, we are on a train from Reading to London. We are attempting to find Becky, but we don't know what she looks like.
I love it when you tweet what train you're on.
Now, I don't know if this is when they were talking about, but the other day I tweeted because I was stuck at Paddington for like 3 hours.
I saw that.
And I said, if anyone wants to come down and have a drink with me, then keep me entertained for a bit. Come
Hashtag
on down.
Train goss.
And I didn't think anyone would turn up, and this girl turned up. It was amazing.
Just checked first class. Nobody in there. And we didn't see any speedy boarders. Off to find the bar. Dan, off of Bradford, but on a train.
Did you see Dan?
No, I would never be in first class, ever. No. That's like
you're
all the money
sellout,
is to travel first class.
You're not a sellout.
Thing. I thought it was like you're just morally against it.
No, I just can't afford it. Can you?
No, I can't.
No, even if you stand in the area, you have to pay for first class ticket. I don't know, I quite often see people on the train. Do you know who I see loads on the train? Is our big, big boss here, the head of our entire thing.
Him?
Yeah, and I always say, hello, and he just sort of puts his head down and ignores me.
Hmm.
So,
next.
Hello, Tim.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. I first heard your show while visiting the UK last December. I love it, and have been listening to the free download faithfully ever since.
I like it when people visit and then they want to listen more. That's really nice.
Anyway, with all the talk on the show about a vest and pants innuendo bingo special, I thought you might be interested in knowing that I'm about to be best man at a wedding where all the groomsmen will be in vest and pants.
Eh?
Oh my God, what, with the parents there and the nans?
That's going to be nothing but awkward.
Before you get too excited, though, I suppose I should tell you that vests and pants are formal wear here in the United States, so they aren't trying to have a risque wedding. But I was wondering if maybe I should show up in actual vest and pants. Let me know what you think. Josh, Minnesota, US.
Howdy, y'all. Is that what they say in Minnesota?
Yeah. So if you're going out in America to a really posh function, you wear just your vest and pants?
Does it say on the wedding invitations, dress code, vest and pants?
I'm trying to think if on, like, Wedding Crashers and that, like, whether they have anyone...
So what are we saying here? The vest refers to a jacket?
No.
Over there, is that...
They mean that in America you wear vest and pants, don't they?
Mm. Wow. In Minnesota, anyway.
I've never seen that on a film.
Next.
Dear all, can't find the bar... So maybe she's not on this train.
Back on the train.
Although there is a lady of a certain age checking out health and safety signs with an old phone off of the 90s. More updates to come. Dan, off of Bradford, but on a train.
How
you won't
rude! I'm not of a certain age.
Checking out the health and safety signs.
You weren't using that phone with the aerial again, were you?
Oi!
We love you. It wasn't you, obviously.
No.
Next.
Dear Scott, I enjoy your show because it makes me smile, laugh, and sometimes even cry because it amuses me so much. I am due to have a child on the 28th of August, and I'm not too sure if you're aware, but you are allowed to select something to listen to, i.e. music, while nature takes its course.
Okay.
After chatting to my husband and running through various types of music I could listen to, I decided that actually I'd rather not, as I think music would frustrate me in my time of pain. I decided instead that perhaps listening to innuendo bingo may be more appropriate.
While giving birth.
I think this is a brilliant choice.
Do you think it would make it pop oot? Quicker?
Pop oot?
I'm not sure we can guarantee that, but... It'd take your mind off it, wouldn't it?
My husband doesn't think this will necessarily help, but I'm up for giving it a whirl. Thanks to you and the team for making me smile. Love you, bye. Hazel.
Okay, well, it's a nice idea. I've never heard of this before, but maybe take a podcast with you on your phone?
It's definitely worth taking stuff, because, like, if you don't take your own thing in hospital, they always give you really weird stuff to listen to. Have you ever had that?
No.
Like, if you go for a scan or something, like, if you have an MRI scan, loads of our listeners take, like, our download for that.
Yeah.
But if you don't take anything, they give you one of their choices. And I had one the other week, and it was, like, some sort of brass band. You know that theme, like, theme tune, sort of brass band music? I was like, I cannot listen to this for 40 minutes.
Or Panpipe Moves to
yeah,
try and relax you.
Yeah, you can't get away from it. So definitely take the download.
Definitely take that. And try innuendo bingo whilst in labour. I want to... please tell me what happens.
You don't want to see it. You were going to say, I want to see it.
No, I don't want to see it. I don't want the video. I just want to know what happens. Thank you. Hopefully it'll be the one that goes,
"Go on, pigs."
Oh, it's popped out. And next.
Dear all, find picture of Becky on internet.
God.
She ain't on this train. Also find pic of Chris. He looks nothing like he sounds.
Yeah, he gets that a lot.
There is an American guy, that one who Becky loves. Unlucky Becky. Dan, off of Bradford, but on a train.
Right, no, I don't think he found you.
Which American guy is he talking about?
I don't know.
I've been through so many this Olympics.
I know you have.
Have you?
Sorry?
Like, I can't decide, like, every day.
Hang on.
Who was that one that you were on about the other day, about his torso?
Oh, I'm off him now.
Who?
Ryan Lochte.
Yeah, you were on him.
I'm off him now. I'm on Johan Blake now.
Oh, you're so promiscuous.
Can I take this moment to just say, go on, Twigs.
What?
The GB hockey women's team are playing today for bronze, and one of them has the last name Twig.
What's the full name?
Oh,
well done, everyone.
Jane Twigs.
Jane Twig.
Oh, should have had this prepared.
Yeah. Yes, you should. Okay, well, we'll find out her proper name in a minute. It's good that you're such a fan. But can we just say, go on, Twigs!
That's a Georgie Twig.
Georgie Twig!
Go on, Twigs.
Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, maybe Becky, and the PR4L. Was listening to your podcast on the 2nd of August when Chris was talking about going through the drive-thru in the taxi.
Yes. The taxi man, very nice man, let him use his car to go through the drive-thru. Paid him a bit extra. And Bosch.
In the Isle of Man, every time we go clubbing in the taxi on the way home, we always go to the drive-thru. Just letting you know it's normal here. Love you, bye. JB from the Isle of Man.
We need to go to the Isle of Man more often.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't think it was controversial what I was doing.
No, I think
it just felt a bit weird.
It's normal in taxis and in driving lessons. Should just be allowed.
In driving lessons?
That's amazing. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, can we just stop off and order a quarter pounder?
No, because then when you pass your test, what's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to go to the drive-thru.
True.
Yeah? And you need to be able to negotiate the bit between the two pillars and get round, position yourself in front of the microphone.
Actually, they should add that.
Yeah, in the test.
Stopping off for a fillet o' fish. Who has that?
No one has that.
No, no one.
Nobody.
Has that.
Like no one. Next.
Dear all, Becky, spoke to American guy for you and told him you love him.
Who?
He ain't American, he's Canadian. Hashtag unlucky Becky. Dan, off of Bradford, but on a train.
Right, Dan sent a lot of messages. Who is this American dude? Canadian?
No, that must be a different one, because Lochte's from Florida.
Well, you've been through a lot. You can't even remember who you've been through.
No, I can't.
There have been so many.
Don't put me on the spot.
Well, anyway, was he on the train, by the sounds of it?
No, I don't know.
I don't understand.
So.
Anyway, I think you're probably best that you didn't meet Dan.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Molly in Northern Ireland, just referring back to what Becky said earlier about how she has a different Olympian favourite every day. She just goes off them so quick, because there's so many. Please tell Becky I'm exactly the same when it comes to men Olympians. Every couple of days I'm on to a new one, e.g. Matt Whitlock, Chris Mears, then one day it'll be Tom Daley. She's not alone. Yeah, there's quite a few people saying that. It's happening next week.
It's Radio 1, Fun and Film Cabaret.
Due to popular demand, the Fun and Filth Cabaret is back at the Edinburgh Festival next week. And we have four amazing cabaret shows for you. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night and Thursday night. This show will come from Edinburgh every day between 1 and 4. And then in the evening, please watch us on the Radio 1 website if you're by your laptop, or if you're near a telly, watch us on the telly. On the BBC Red Button on any channel. So we're going to be live from Edinburgh every day. So is Grimmy. And the cabaret itself from 11 till midnight. Expect music. Expect singing. Expect comedy. Expect burlesque. Expect an act which requires safety goggles if you're in the front row. A guy called Dave has just been on saying he's going to watch every night. Does he need safety goggles in front of his TV? Because he's going to be in his front row. I don't think they're required. Let me just check. I've just heard from the one that doesn't speak. If you're far enough back from the telly, then you'll be fine. Happening next week, 11 p.m. Monday. Watch us. Listen to this for a lineup read out by the voice of the tweet. All these people are on:
Tim Vine, The Blanks, Scouting for Girls, Roisin Conaty, Kitty Bang Bang, Mark Wright.
That's just Monday.
Chris Ramsey, Piff the Magic Dragon, Four Screws Loose, Frisky and Manish, Vernon Kay, East End Cabaret, Example, Rhys Darby.
Quite the concourse.
Abandaman.
Pretty good.
Up and Over It, Shlomo and Michael Winslow. Grimmy, Paloma Faith, The Boy with Tape on His Face, Stushy, The Posh Radio 4 Lady, Puppies, Greg James, Phaser.
That's the lineup. Join us every night next week, Monday through Thursday, for the Fun and Filth Cabaret. It'll be the best hour of your life that day.
Yeah, let's all get involved. Let's really flip and get involved. Let's have some filth right on the floor. It's Radio 1's Fun and Filth Cabaret.
Someone who's very excited about being our guest host on Thursday at the Fun and Filth Cabaret is Phaser. Yes, Phaser, you're coming to Edinburgh.
I am indeed.
You need to get on the plane. He didn't have anywhere to stay.
Can't believe you're saying this.
Lovely.
It's going to be excellent. He loves it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Someone just texted in going, Scott, why is the Fun and Filth Cabaret on so late? Check the name, Fun and Filth. They would never allow us to show it before that time. 11 till 12 p.m. next week. Put the telly on and push the BBC red button, or you can get it live on the Radio 1 website. Have to warn you, it's probably not something to watch with your parents, even though my mum is coming on one of the nights.
That's going to be awkward.
It really awkward. I remember last year talking to one of the crowd, and he brought his mum as well. He would never do that again.
It's not on the night you're performing, is it?
My mum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. And obviously it's a secret, but do you know what I'm performing?
I found out today, yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's not going to go
well. And you don't want your mum for that?
No, you don't. That's not going to go well, is it?
Oh, that's got... that's got shambles written all over it.
It's not good, is it? But she's like, oh, please, can I come on the Monday? I'm like, what do you do? I've got a... Well, I can't say what it is, but I don't really want
to. It's not for mums.
No, I don't want her to see that. Watch on Monday, 11 p.m.
Yeah, I'm sure she's seen it all before, Scott.
Well, not for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, what's occurring?
10 minutes to Danny Howard on BBC Radio 1, and now it's time for Oh, What's Occurring? This one was spotted by our eagle-eared listener, Duncan from Richmond. Thanks for this, Dunk. Bet you love that. One of my favourite people, I think, from the Olympics is actual Colin Jackson.
Really?
His punditry is marvellous.
Is that one?
Is that one? No, I don't think it is. He's just good, isn't he? I've got a simple question for you. There is one word he does quite like to use a lot. In the post-race analysis at the Athletics this week, he said the word indeed a lot. How many times, though, this week, has Colin Jackson said indeed?
Has someone watched back every race?
Yeah.
Wow.
For 10 Scott Mills points, I need the exact amount of indeeds.
You've been a bit thrifty with the points today, aren't you?
I always offer 10.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I got 70 yesterday, I think, didn't I? Anyway.
That's a fluke.
I'm going to go 25 times.
25 indeed from Colin Jackson.
Indeed.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here we go.
Boy, oh boy, boy, it's going to be exciting. That's all I can say. Very, very exciting indeed.
Which is good news indeed. He knows he has to race well indeed.
Massive shame for him. Massive shame indeed.
Well done. Well done indeed.
You'd expect him to look very easy indeed.
Crammy was very impressed with her performance and he said she looked very, very easy indeed. She's produced something pretty good indeed here.
Indeed.
Indeed.
And he goes
goes off very fast indeed.
A very sad sight indeed. Explosive, did her job very well indeed. Very, very good indeed. Andy did that very, very well indeed.
For a very, very long time indeed.
He ended up doing very, very well indeed. Very, very angry indeed with himself.
He can go home and say, 2012 has been very, very good for me indeed. Well done. Well done indeed.
Love him. Oh, you're quite close.
Oh, didn't get it.
20 indeed.
Oh.
Not 25.
Rubbish.
If you said 20, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points.
BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free download.